The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Tom Williamson of KIIC in Albia and Dale Wagner with the Sac Sun. Tom, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
We received a press release from your office, a news release, and you seem to be pretty indignant over some misconceptions about pre-existing conditions, and this had to do with ACA 1332 waivers, the state innovation waivers. And we've all seen the ads that say so-and-so voted to deny pre-existing conditions such as mine. What's the story here? What's clarity we need?
Let's start with what the law is. The law makes very, very clear under Obamacare that pre-existing conditions can't be used as an excuse to deny people insurance. The law passed at the same time also included what we call Section 1332 waivers. A state can make an application to the federal government if they want to do something a little bit different than what the law would allow in some areas of health insurance, but not dealing with pre-existing conditions. That's in the law, and no waiver would do away with pre-existing conditions. Now, Obama administration didn't give 1332 waivers because they didn't want any exception. Even though the law allowed states to have an exception if the federal government approved it, that administration didn't want anything but centrally controlled in Washington, D.C., all policy dealing with health care. Okay, then there's a new election, and with a new election, you can have changes based upon the law. Congress has not changed this part of the law, so Obamacare is the same in 2019 as it was in 2010. But this administration is willing to consider waivers so that so they put out a regulation. So under regulation writing, if Congress wants to overrule a regulation, we can have a vote of the Congress so that regulation doesn't go into effect. We've done it about 13 times in this administration of overruling some Obama regulations. So the Democrats wanted to overrule this Trump new regulation granting waivers to states under Obamacare. Okay, so during the argument of whether or not the regulation should be denied by the Congress, the Democrats were saying that this was going to affect pre-existing conditions, and that Republicans were for letting people that had pre-existing conditions maybe not to get insurance. But what outraged me that you're asking your question about is the fact that the law is the law, and if this regulation goes into effect, no state through a waiver is going to be denying people insurance if they have pre-existing conditions. So that's what you're asking the question on. But just so my position is clear, I co-sponsored legislation to guarantee coverage for people with pre-existing conditions for any health care policy to update Obamacare, just in case somewheres along the line we would get legislation to change Obamacare.
Thank you, Senator.
Dale.
Yes, sir. What's being overshadowed by the impeachment talk that the national media is enamored with right now that we should really be paying attention to?
Well, two things I'm very much interested in, and then if you got something more specific, and there's other things that I may not be central to me as an individual senator, but since I'm chairman of the committee that deals with trade policy and with Medicare and Medicaid, the two things I want to get done that overriding, as far as I'm concerned, more so than impeachment, is reducing drug prices through a bill I got out of committee 19-9 back in July, And then the second one is to get the U.S.-Mexico-Canadian agreement passed so we update NAFTA. Back to Tom.
As chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, Senator Grassley, you have commented that all of America will suffer if problems plaguing the Midwest aren't addressed by Congress. So could you elaborate on that statement, please?
Well, yes. I think it's central to, I suppose I could get into 10 policies, but let's say trade policy, particularly with China, although that looks like that may be getting some help now and some agreement now, but farm prices are down. That affects not only the farmers, but particularly the small towns of the Midwest, as an example. High price of drugs makes it expensive for health care, as an example. And rural broadband. The internet now is central to almost anybody that's in business and any farmers in business. But even beyond agriculture, rural broadband is very important. And then we have problems of, maybe not in Iowa now, but around the country, we have the problems of rural hospitals closing. That denies health care to people that need it, but it's also a very high employee in most counties where you have a rural hospital. Maybe the number one employee of a particular business in that county. And things of that are all added together. China, USMCA is another one. Is it Dale that's next?
Yes.
Yeah.
How has President Trump's administration been a friend or a foe to the average Iowan?
Well, I suppose it depends on what issues you're talking about. Overall, I would say very friendly from this standpoint that the president, you may not agree with everything he's doing, but you shouldn't be surprised he's doing it because he's just doing what he said in the campaign he's going to do. Like, let's say, appointment of constitutionalists to the Supreme Court. That's pretty important to Iowans. The trade issue with China started out to be detrimental because it drove down the price of soybeans. But at the same time, everybody awakened to the fact that three previous presidents, one Republican, two Democrats, since China got into the World Trade Organization, that they haven't lived by the rules of trade or that the WTO requires. So they're cheating. And even the farmers that are hurt by low soybean prices know that China's got to be dealt with. Quit stealing. Our intellectual property is one. Quit subsidizing your industry as another one. And I can name 20 other things as an example. Let's say if you go by my town meetings, and every town meeting I have, people are complaining about high drug prices. I just got done telling you about legislation that I had in to lower drug prices. But this president was 6 months ahead of Congress trying to do by regulation what he could to get drug prices down as another one. Things of that nature. On ethanol, I think when he agreed on September the 12th that he was going to make up all the gallons that are waived for the small refineries, that it was going to be added back in at the end of the whatever's waived is going to be added back in. So we have 15 billion gallons like the law requires, I think shows that he's an ethanol friendly senator, and that's good for 46,000 jobs in Iowa, probably 50 biofuel processing plants, things of that nature. Tom, you're going to have the last question.
Okay. The county and citywide elections in Iowa are tomorrow, and in the larger scheme of things, this doesn't seem important, but would you just kind of put in a word your feelings on the importance of local elections and local government?
Well, let me suggest to you that I did what I hope all Iowans will do. I'm in Washington, D.C. today and tomorrow and the rest of the week, but I voted by absentee ballot last week. Now, I live on a farm, so I don't have county, municipal, state elections, but I do have a school board election, and I voted in that school board election. And I think that people ought to exercise their right to vote. A lot of people, just look at what's going on in Hong Kong right now. 22 weekends of demonstrations because they don't have the right to vote like the agreement between China and the British Isles that was passed in 1997, turning back Hong Kong to China, gave them a right for 50 years to have democracy. They're denied democracy, as an example. And they have to demonstrate to get it back. You don't have to demonstrate to vote in the United States to protect your right. And that's why you should exercise that.
Thank you, Tom and Dale, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.